and then you tip her a tiny smile, a mere curl of your lip. That's it. Make it clear there are no strings for this expensive drink. She should drink it and be happy and forget about you, but now she can't. Now that she knows that she can walk away, she doesn't. So it is she who indicates that you can sit by her, she who initiates conversation, she who is now worried. She's worried you might have a girlfriend, a wife, might be bored, might leave. And you aren't too encouraging. Just enough. You give her just enough space to feel safe. You speak quietly. You are witty. You never touch her, not even to emphasize the good point you just made. She leans in to hear you make another dry, amusing observation. She wants you to touch her. You don't. Instead, you buy another round and then another one. Nothing garish about the gesture, of course. You just nod your head to the bartender. This shows that although you have class, have style, have money, have power, you never show off. You're well-educated, smart, powerful, and ambitious, but you're not an asshole. Now the alcohol is entering her bloodstream. She grows a little looser. Her hair, the small silken pieces by her ears, begins to rebel and grow soft and loose, too. The book is pushed away, forgotten. Elbows on the table, leaning in, laughing, touching you lightly on the arm. When she does this, she feels how firm your arm is. You work out. She is sizing you up when she thinks you're not looking. She's wondering where this could go. Already in her mind, she's telling her girlfriends how she met you. In her mind, she tries out the phrase, in a bar, and melds it to, about to go, looked up, saw each other, talked the whole night through. Then the bartender announces, last call. You say, well, you smile. You shrug. Suddenly it seems that all her dreams are about to be blown away. You pause just long enough for her tipsy heart to sink like a stone. And then you ask her where she wants to go next. This is the question that opens all the doors. This is the question that's really the yes. But maybe she's not quite ready yet to admit where she'd really like to go with you. You, with your strong arms, your wry smile, your warmth, the laughter lines around your eyes, the easy way you listen, your clean, expensive clothes, which fit well. She doesn't want to be seen to be easy. She's not one of those women. She's educated with a job. She's doing okay. She's a lovely woman. She just needs to be courted. A little more, anyway. She's keeping a firm hold on herself, even if she's a little unsteady. You remind her to take her book. She blushes. She's charming. You go to a little bar, you know, filled with candlelight that throws quirky small shadows on the wall. You order for both of you. She loves the pisco sour you choose for her. You knew she would. She drinks it too quickly. She thinks you're drunk, too, because you're so warm, because you seem to know her so well. The small red booth you choose forces you to sit across from each other. She studies your lean, attractive face. She marvels at her luck. She wishes you'd touch her. She suddenly wants you very, very much. If you don't touch her, she'll die. Lust is the color of honey, dribbled from a spoon. It smells like other people's popcorn at the movies. It tugs like a wave on the underside of your toes. It clinks like a bracelet on the glass of a display counter. It sounds like two people laughing at a private joke. It feels like slippery linen against your cheek, a wall pressed against your back. You lean over and kiss her passionately. Your lips are strong and warm and soft. You crush her mouth, your tongue and her tongue. Your mouth is warm and tastes faintly of mint. And you kiss her, and you kiss her, and you kiss her. It's a wonderful...